USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pleased with the latest monthly jobs report. The economy adding 943,000 jobs last month.
While our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working.
The Dixie Fire in Northern California is now the third largest fire in the state's history. It has blown up to 432,000 acres as of Friday. That's about 70,000 acres bigger than last night's CAL FIRE update. Containment remains at 35%. The Dixie Fire has surpassed the SCU Lightning Complex that burned 396,000 acres over five counties last August and September. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
A Senate vote could happen this weekend on a sweeping $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer moving last night to end debate. That would set up a procedural vote Saturday requiring 60 votes. If that goes forward, passage could happen Saturday. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley, no fan of the infrastructure bill.
At the end of the day, this is not an infrastructure bill, as you point out. This is a woke politics bill. This is a bill that has gender identity language in it. It could open up new federal causes of action for gender identity lawsuits. This has got a climate change agenda in it. This has got the Green New Deal in it. So this is, and by the way, it's all fueled with pork barrel spending. So I'm opposing it. I hope every Republican will oppose it. And at the end of the day, it's just about Joe Biden's woke agenda.
The Missouri Senator speaking there on Fox News. California native Allison Felix finished third place in the women's 400-meter race in the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the economy continues to come back after the coronavirus pandemic, U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh joins Fox Business Network to talk about the economy. Although many jobs have been added, he highlights a concern that he has.
One area that concerned me today was the nursing home and the healthcare sector. We lost ground there, and that shows you right there that there's a big need for a CARES economy package to make investments in that area, because people, quite honestly, are getting older in America, and families are worried about where the parents are going to be, where they're going to be cared for at home.
A group of property owners is taking issue with the Biden administration.
A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about, but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding, and all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.